The Unfair Sales Act, or Minimum Markup Law, was enacted to prevent larger operators from running small operators out of business by slashing prices. As gasoline prices approach $3 a gallon, Governor Doyle is calling for its repeal. Republicans, State Senator David Zinn and Representative Jeffrey Wood, earlier introduced legislation to do that. But a study by UW-Whitewater professors shows getting rid of the law increases prices. Economist Mark Skidmore and marketing professor James Peltier compared gas prices in Minnesota and Wisconsin beginning in 1995 after Minnesota repealed its minimum markup law. Skidmore says instead of prices falling, they increased. Skidmore says when the law was reenacted in 2000, prices declined for the next 3 years.
You know, I guess, you know, there are so many other things that affect prices, and namely, you know, the price of crude and all of those things, which are largely out of control of state policymakers. You know, those are the things that are affecting prices.
Skidmore and Peltier also did a national study which looked at all 50 states and their transitions to minimum markup laws. Skidmore says states that adopted the law saw more retailers get into the business.
They adopt a sales below cost law, and there are more retail establishments selling gasoline in the marketplace. And that is a route by which prices can be lowered. There's more competition.
The Wisconsin Coalition for Lower Gas Prices cites other studies as reason to get rid of the gas markup law. The Wisconsin AAA is a member of the coalition. Spokesperson Michael B. says studies by Marquette University professors show the law increases prices. B. says the Unfair Sales Act is antiquated and anti-consumer. But Skidmore says the other studies only compare cross-sections of states with and without the law. He says his studies are broader and look at what happens over time. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.